under the watchful eye of her mother, TV cameras, and the governor, 4-year-old Kimberly Magdaleno reacts as the nurse gives her a series of shots. One of them is the vaccine for pertussis, or whooping cough.
Good girl.
Her crying quickly fades when the nurse rewards her with a set of stickers. Governor Gregoire made a stop at this community clinic in Tacoma to underscore a serious issue. There are now more than 1,100 confirmed cases of whooping cough in Washington state. It's the highest number of cases in decades. Babies are especially vulnerable. They have no defenses to whooping cough since they're too young to be vaccinated. So the state will beef up efforts to get the message out. People should take the time to get their booster shots because babies aren't getting whooping cough from other babies.
They're getting it from unvaccinated adults and teenagers. Adults who were vaccinated as children are no longer immune. We need boosters in our teens and as adults.
Beginning next week, more than 27,000 doses of whooping cough vaccines will be available for people without health insurance. Gregoire says she's prepared to allocate more money for vaccines if needed. Secretary of Health Mary Selecki says they want to educate people about whooping cough. They'll try different ways to reach them. They'll do social media,
regular media, outdoor advertising, but also getting the word out, just like today.
And they'll reach out to doctors and healthcare providers to ask patients if their immunization is current.
We're asking hospitals to step up and immunize moms so they don't go home without having the booster shot. You know, so it's a full-pronged approach.
The number of whooping cough cases is 10 times higher than they were the same time last year. Health officials are not convinced the recent statistics include all cases of whooping cough. It's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Ruby DeLuna reporting.